What is your relationship with time? Is it a good one? Is it positive? Or is your relationship with time stressed? Does it create trauma for you each time you have an appointment that you need to meet? Are you a person who is habitually early by a number of minutes? Are you a person who is always right on time? Or are you a person who is consistently and habitually late to appointments and to meetings? What is your orientation and perception of time? For you see, it is that orientation and perception that can create significant and profound stress each and every day. The invitation and the challenge I have for you this week is to be mindful about your own thoughts and reactions to being on time. I have three challenges, three invitations for you. The first invitation is to simply set your intention to be particularly early to an appointment that you have this week. This might be your regular routine, but simply do it anyway and assess how you feel about being early to an appointment. Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? What are your thoughts? The second invitation is to, as best as possible, plan it out so that you are precisely on time to an appointment. And finally, the third invitation is intentionally be late by 10 or 15 minutes to an appointment that you have, and assess for yourself your own feelings and your own reactions to what that experience really means for you personally. The challenge then is to more systematically and mindfully assess your own personal reactions to what it means to be on time. I'm fully aware that some of you habitually are early, some of you are habitually right on time, and some of you are habitually late. It's very possible that any one of those three routines of habit may be causing significant stress for you. So I invite you to accept the challenge. Do it three ways and see what your own personal reactions and feelings are. Have fun. You'll find it will be an interesting experience that may reveal to you ways that you are being stressed that you never were aware of. Have a marvelous week as you enjoy implementing the three mindfulness challenges of the week. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.